I'm Mike and Scott. This is The Pulse. We bring you health and science stories from all over the country. Our podcast is on iTunes. And this week, our show is about bodies after death. Hospitals used to be required to perform autopsies on at least 20% of patients who died on the premises. Many autopsied more. But in 1970, the requirement was lifted. Autopsies are expensive. And the numbers have been plummeting ever since. It can be hard to ask families to sign off on the procedure, insurance often doesn't cover it, and technology has made doctors increasingly trusting in their diagnoses. But still, many physicians are pushing for more autopsies. Irina Zhorov attended one to learn why.
How much does he weigh?
170.
Perfect. Wish I weighed 170.
Dr. Robert Owenby, a pathologist who heads up the Hahnemann Hospital Autopsy Unit in Philadelphia, suits up in a blue plastic gown and latex gloves before approaching the patient on the metal table.
He's a 64-year-old gentleman, and his only significant history is hypertension and Parkinson's for 30 years.
The man died 3 days ago. Owenby, a team of residents, and a technician whose job it is to do the actual cutting are investigating what killed the man and what was going on in his body at the time of death. The procedure is incredibly hands-on.
You use four of your five senses. You can guess which one you don't use.
The residents do a physical exam, feeling for abnormalities. When they're ready to cut, they cover his face with a blue towel. Concealing his gaze feels appropriate somehow. Fred Radhoff, the technician, makes a Y incision, two diagonal cuts on the chest and one down the belly.
I'm going to take this down to the pubis. Go around the umbilicus.
He's wearing a mask, so he's a little muffled. Owenby tracks his progress as Radhoff pulls back the skin with its layer of yellow fat tissue to reveal the bowels.
You may detect an odor.
Radhoff prepares to remove the rib cage. He tells a student it's okay to draw a line along which to saw.
Many people will do this to give themselves a guide. I've been doing it so long, I really don't need it.
He's been doing this for nearly 20 years. He uses what's called a striker saw. It cuts bone, but not flesh. And a favorite trick in the autopsy room is to put the spinning blade to your palm and freak out first-timers like me. Radhoff opens the chest cavity to reveal the heart and lungs.
Nice lungs.
Yeah, really. Nice and pink.
Non-smoker? Wow.
Doctors suspected a stroke killed him, but couldn't confirm. The patient's family requested an autopsy to clarify what happened and see if there were any genetic problems they should be aware of. Doctors told me for families, the final autopsy report brings closure. For doctors, it's quality control and education.
We often find things that are unexpected at autopsy.
Studies show that autopsies turn up contradicting causes of death. For example, a doctor blames pneumonia, but an autopsy reveals that it was actually a tumor.
That's despite the fact that we have all this technology, this wonderful imaging that's very specific, all these different types of lab tests.
Doctors can also see how a treatment like chemo, for example, affected a patient. From what they learn, they may approach similar patients differently in the future. Radhoff suctions out fluid and scoops out organs to give to the residents working across the room. He takes them out in blocks so the pathologist can check for problems in the connections between organs. Adeola Tomiolugbodi, a third-year resident in pathology, weighs, measures, feels for abnormalities, and slips the organs into a solution to prepare them for lab work.
We're contributing to the body of science from what we find.
It's very clinical, almost makes you forget you're dealing with a person. Still, Owenby gets that none of that is enough to convince some people to send loved ones to autopsy. I ask him if he wants one when he goes.
I've gone back and forth about that, to be honest. To some extent, for myself anyway, religion and the mystery about what happens after death comes into play. Am I going to need my organs when when that happens? Realistically, of course, no. But yeah, I think I would probably want an autopsy performed.
He says they do everything possible to accommodate families with similar sensitivities. But where loved ones are concerned, even science may not answer every question. As for this patient, it'll be a couple of months before the team issues a complete autopsy report with their findings. For The Pulse, I'm Irina Zhurov.
One is the loneliest number that you'll ever do. Two can be as bad as one. It's the loneliest number since the number one.